smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest news now with Joanna Earle.
Two terror suspects have died in a seven-hour siege in northern Paris. Chris has more for KMFM.
Heavy gunfire and explosions were heard as police targeted several suspects they think were involved in Friday's attacks. The man who's thought to have planned the terrorist operation, Abdul Hamid Abaoud, is believed to have been at an apartment in the Saint-Denis area of Paris. Sabrine lives just beneath that flat.
We could see shots being fired. We could see the lights of lasers pointed towards us. And really, there were explosions. We could feel the building shake.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve has praised the 100-plus officers who took part.
Who intervened in a very courageous way, being shot at for many hours.
Seven people have been arrested.
Meantime, three British people have been discharged from hospital after being caught up in Friday's attacks. They've now all returned to the UK. 15 others are receiving support from the Red Cross for trauma. The Prime Minister, David Cameron's told MPs in the Commons, it's vital we carry on with our lives.
As we do so, yes, we need enhanced security, and that is happening with the way that the police are acting here in the UK and elsewhere. But one of the ways to defeat terrorism is to show them that we will not be cowed.
This is KMFM News.
East Kent NHS Trust has been told it remains in special measures despite no longer being rated inadequate. Inspectors have upgraded the trust, which runs five hospitals in the county, to requires improvement. It was placed in special measures last year, but a report out today says there have been significant improvements. Chris Brown is the trust's chief exec.
It's not just acute hospitals that will need to change. You know, mental health, community services, primary care will need to be radically reshaped if we're going to continue to provide high quality and safe care.
A man who repeatedly punched another man in a street in Medway, leaving him unconscious, has been jailed. Jonathan Peake was caught on CCTV attacking his victim in Stroud High Street in September before running off. The 27-year-old from Hillside Road in Chatham has been sentenced to 4 years behind bars.
KMFM News.
Kent sports stars have been paying tribute to rugby legend Jonah Lomu, who's died suddenly at the age of 40. KMFM sports reporter Alex has more.
England women's rugby player Rachel Burford has tweeted that Lomu was a true warrior and hero to so many, while Olympic hurdler Jack Green says, not just a rugby legend, but a sporting legend too. The New Zealand player made his name at the 1995 World Cup when he scored four tries against England in the semi-final. Rob Andrew played in the game.
He single-handedly catapulted the game into professionalism, really. It was on the cusp of going that way anyway, and it would have gone professional. And we almost had a professional athlete in the amateur game.
He'd been battling a serious kidney disease, but recently attended the World Cup in England. The Kent Rugby Football Union have also paid tribute today, saying, RIP Jonah Lomu, gone but never forgotten. A truly special player and ambassador to the game.
Two teenagers have been charged by police investigating an alleged assault in Margate. The 18 and 16-year-olds are accused of GBH with intent, attempted robbery and possessing an offensive weapon. Two 16-year-old girls arrested after the attack in August have been released without charge.
KMFM News.
Hundreds of homes in the West Midlands are still without power after Storm Barney swept across the UK last night. Winds of 80 miles per hour were recorded. In Kent, some cross-channel ferries from Dover are delayed by blustery conditions in the channel. And plans to build a new brewery in Ashford are a step closer after beer lovers pledged more than £1 million to pay for it. Bosses at the winemaker Chapeldown announced the crowdfunding campaign last month by offering shares in their beer and cider firm Curious Drinks. The target has now been reached and the company now aims to raise a total of £3.65 million in order to go ahead with the site.
KMFM Sport.
England and France fans paid tribute to those killed in the Paris terror attacks ahead of a friendly at Wembley last night. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, both sets of supporters sang the French national anthem before the friendly, which the hosts won 2-0. That was one of a number of tributes. England captain Wayne Rooney says it was a match which symbolised solidarity.
We had to try and play our part in respect and show that we're with them. It sent a great message out to the world, you know, through football we can and come together at these sad times.
These fans were there and say they were glad to be a part of it.
I just really wanted to be here just to pay tribute, and honestly, all the English people were amazing.
It was really poignant. I think everyone was really respectful. Sad, but, you know, there's a real sense of solidarity. charity.
Tennis, Anne Murray has his second group match at the ATP World Tour Finals later. The British number one faces Rafael Nadal at London's O2 Arena this afternoon. Tonight, Stan Wawrinka takes on David Ferrer.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.